This is Ben Fordham Live with Sydney's Best Breakfast on 2GB 873.
The Joint Counter-Terrorism Team has made its move. They've charged a teenager with a terrorism offence over the stabbing of Bishop Murray Emanuel in Sydney. The 16-year-old from Greenacre is due to face court today. Police tell us a 16-year-old boy has been charged with a terrorism offence following an investigation by the Joint Counter-Terrorism Team. Investigators attended a medical facility to interview the boy before he was charged with committing a terrorist act. They say it's an offence which carries a maximum penalty of imprisonment for life. The 16-year-old has been refused bail. He's expected to appear before a bedside court hearing today at an undisclosed medical facility, so he's still in hospital. Following the attack on the bishop, former Prime Minister Tony Abbott has spoken out. He has heaped praise on Bishop Murray Emanuel.
He's the absolute polar opposite of the hate preachers that we've also seen online and in the media who are spewing bile against Jewish people and against all infidels and talking about killing Jews.
That's the former PM Tony Abbott speaking on the Institute of Public Affairs podcast, and he's right in his analysis on the bishop. When you compare what he says to the hate preachers, well, they're on different planets. And Tony Abbott says Bishop Murray Emanuel is the absolute polar opposite of those hate preachers. Mr. Abbott has also commented on the stabbing attack at Bondi Westfield last weekend and the man responsible for the killings.
He was lost, like so many people are today, without a purpose, without a sense of hope, without a feeling of community, and this is what he did.
He says he was lost, like so many people are today. And two more heroes from Bondi have now been named, Joe and Rick Tomaccio. They're the brothers who helped save the life of 9-month-old baby Harriet. She was one of 18 stabbed in the attack, and her mother Ash was one of the 6 who died. And while we're talking heroes, the Bollard boys have sat down on the Today Show and recalled what happened on that dreaded day. French tradies Damien and Silas stopped the attacker from continuing the stabbings on another level. They've described the moment they came face to face with the killer on the shopping centre escalator.
I know the guy I have in front of me. I know he wasn't here for a joke. I saw him like what he did before. I should actually say something maybe to settle things down, but my mind was like just click as Silas at that moment, and we are just like, okay, I need to show him like that I won't let him pass, I won't let him go, I need to stop him right now. But I just like, I don't know, threw the ballot to him, but I didn't have like the right position, the escalator was keep moving. You always think like at the night time, you could have done maybe something better. Maybe we could work together, we could talk to each other, but we did not. If I step in back, let him go a bit further, you know, I would have like much more strength. The only thing I thought, and Silas thought too, is like, okay, he's going for us now. He's like, he's going to kill us.
It's like you could see in his eyes that he's gonna run after us now. It's what we think, for me, yeah. It's what we think at that moment.
Like you just realize that you've got nothing anymore. Mm. He's here. The only solution is like run.
Yeah.
Then I don't know how we did get outside, but we did. I don't remember. We just ran.
We just ran, he says. Damien's been made a permanent resident in Australia as a reward for his courage. And things are also looking positive for the security guard, Mohammed Tahar. He was stabbed on Saturday and is still in hospital. His colleague, Faraz Tahir, was tragically killed. And both security guards confronted the attacker. Mohammed Tahar was knifed in the stomach as he tried to protect his friend. He's now been told that Australia will grant him the opportunity to stay too. He's told the Australian, "I'm very honoured. It's a great gesture." And today, Westfield Bondi officially reopens for trading.
If you've got a news tip, email ben@2gb.com.